interviewing or meeting him at Kensington Palace was really special and exciting. And also I felt I really loved his mum, Princess Diana, who was the only person back in the day who talked about HIV and AIDS and wasn't saying that gay people were disgusting, as it seemed to me at that time in the 80s that everybody was saying it, except for her and Madonna. So I was really touched. I could really feel the connection. You know, he looks a lot like her as well. And it was really lovely that it was the first time a member of the royal family had explicitly engaged with, you know, a gay magazine and gay stuff, LGBT people, and said, you know, condemned LGBT phobic bullying, which was an amazing and historic thing. So, yeah, it was really moving, really powerful, a real privilege to be there. And we took nine LGBT people there to just to talk about their experience of bullying and how it affected them. And it was, and people, you know, that some of his staff were in tears and I was quite emotional at one point. Other people there were a bit teary because they were talking about sensitive things. And, yeah, and we could really feel the fact that it was a historic thing to do.